Tu B'Shvat all about? This Sunday night, is Tu B'Shvat. Yesterday we discussed one idea, I want to discuss another idea. Chazal tells us that the Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilanos. Now, we have a problem. The problem is, there's another day in the year when Chazal also tell us is a Yom Hadin. It's a Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yom Hadin for something that relates to fruit. And that is the Yom Tif of Shavuos. V'Yom HaBikurim. What happens on this? This is the day when there is a judgment in heaven regarding the trees, right? The trees, it's a Yom Hadin Be'atzeres Nidoinim Al HaPeres. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that on Shavuos we are judged regarding the Peres. Will there be an abundance of peros in this world? Yes or no? How is that different than Rosh Hashanah Aleph Tishrei? Well, that's for us. Kol b'nei Adam oivim lefonecha kivnei morayin Aleph Tishrei. It's a Yom Hadin for man miyichye miyomus. It's a day. It's a very serious day of judgment. Sukkis is the Yom Hadin on Mayim. Will there be an abundance of water in this world? On Shavuos is the Yom HaDin on the Peros Ilan. Okay, what else am I missing? Pesach, it's Tavua, grain. Pesach is the Yom HaDin, will there be an abundance of grain? So Pesach is grain, Shavuos is Peros, Rosh Hashanah is Kol B'nei Adam O'Evim Lefanecha, Sukkis is water. So what then is Tu B'Shvat? What then is Tu? Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilana, it's trees. Okay, so there is between trees and fruit. And this is what I'm about to say now is old news. There's a minhag Yisrael on Shavuos to decorate the Beis HaKnesses with trees, leaves, tree branches, not fruit. You never saw someone come in the shul on Shavuos and have fruit, give out fruit. Why not? It's a Feresh Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Shavuos is the Yom HaDin on Peros.
You give that ice cream.
If it's the Yom HaDin on Peros, so that we should bring into Shul fruit to remind us that we should be mispalel, that there should be an abundance of fruit, delicacies in this world. Yet what do? We bring flowers. It's not the real minhag, not to bring flowers. The minhag is to bring in leaves, trees, tree branches. Yet on Tu B'Shvat, that is indeed called the Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilanos, what do? Fruit! It's all mixed up. It's like the book that Rav Meir has given me. I keep on thinking about all the stories there about the parrot Pete. When the parrot saw, he was a husband and wife. Husband's name is Yossi. The wife's name is Sandy. Whenever Sandy, the wife, would pass before the parrot, she would say Yossi. And whenever Yossi would pass before the parrot, the parrot would say Sandy. Why? Because when Yossi, the husband, he's always calling his wife. He stands there in the room and he says, Sandy. So the bird associates this man with Sandy. Because every time the bird sees Yossi standing, what does Yossi do? Yossi says, Sandy. So the bird thinks that Yossi is teaching, this man is teaching the bird that my name is Sandy. The bird does not have enough sechel to realize that the name Sandy is his call to his wife. And every time the wife is standing in the room and she's calling her husband, so the wife says, Yossi. The bird sees this woman standing in the room 100 times saying Yossi. So the bird in the bird's mind associates the word Yossi with this woman. So whenever the woman walks in front of the bird says Yossi. Whenever Yossi walks in front of the bird says Sandy. It's the same exact thing with the trees. And Rosh Hashanah, and Tu B'Shvat, what is Tu B'Shvat? Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilanos. What do Ilanos do? They produce fruit. We're like the birds. We're like the bird. What does a tree do? it produces fruit. So therefore, on this day of Tu Bishvat, which is Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilanos, big deal. What's the greatest yichus? What's the greatest yichus of the tree? The yichus of the tree is the tree produces fruit. So what do? We eat fruit on Tu Bishvat. We give honor to the tree by reflecting upon its product, its peiros. Shavuos, it's the Yom HaDin. Will there be peiros? On the Yom HaDin, will there be peiros? We have to go back to the Yichus in order to produce peiros. You got to come from good stock. And what's the good stock? You need a good tree. The tree has to be well-rooted, well-watered, has to be pruned, has to be treated well. Therefore, on Shavuos, we put out trees. Being that it's the Yom HaDin for the Peiros, it's the Yom HaDin, we have to go back to grassroots movement. We have to go back to the Shoroshim. Okay, so that's why this is a Hadama. This is a general Yisoid. There are 2 days in the year when we dwell upon fruit and trees. The Mishnah says, "B'shavuos nidoinin al haperos." On Tu Bishvat, it's Rosh Hashanah lo ilanos. If we would not know otherwise, we would expect that on Tu Bishvat we should celebrate by bringing into shul a tree. Bring into shul trees. Put them on the floor. Bring in leaves and flowers. We'll bring here the whole trees. That's not what they do. All of the Sepharim tell you that on Tu Bishvat you're supposed to have a seder of fruit. You bring in some rock-hard buxer, carob. Make sure it is so hard, harder than diamonds. And all of the dentists should stand outside with ambulances waiting to take you away for emergency tooth surgery. Okay, and then you have a pomegranate, and you have a this, and you have a that, and you have psukim. It's a day to focus on the eating of exotic fruits. And what do you do on Shavuos? I never saw anyone on Shavuos bringing fruit to shul. I saw it like a mayor, they bring in all these cheese danishes and all these other bizarre things, the flour. They bring in leaves. You also bring in leaves, trees, branches, grass. So if you don't want to bring in grass, bring in flowers. There's no fruit. You bring in your garden, all the different types of what? It's mamish pumfa carrot. The Teretz says exactly the point. A Jew has to go delve deep into the Shoroshim. Today, when we're celebrating, it's the Rosh Hashanah lo Ilanos, the tree. What is the celebration of a tree? Your product. The ikan nachas you can give a parent, the greatest compliment you can ever give a person, more than anything possible, is to say something nice about a person's child. You can go over to a fellow and you can say to a fellow, here's $1 million. Very nice. If you go over to a person and you say to him, no, your child, your son, your daughter, do you know what a good person they are? Do you know how great they are, what they've done? The nachas, the person we've seen, the money, we'll be very happy to take the money, I guarantee you that. But the good feeling he will have will be infinitely greater by giving a person a compliment about their children than about giving them benefit to their own person. It's a real, it's a mitzvah. It's Rosh Hashanah Lilanos. What's the simcha for the tree? Your product. Look what you have produced. When it's the Yom HaDin for the peiros, they're under scrutiny. We got to go back to the Yichus. If we want there to be good peiros, we better pray. We better make sure the trees have what they need. The trees are well rooted, they're well watered, they're nurtured, they're taken care of. Okay, now that Hagdama. This is an idea which to me was a very powerful idea. Let's focus on Hoshana Rabbah. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. Okay, Yom HaDin. Then we go into 10 days of Teshuvah, just in case things did not work out 100%. So we have 10 days to fix everything up, to go back over. It's like, you know, Rosh Hashanah, you fill out your taxes. Your accountant delivers the taxes, you know, tells you to sign it. He said, before I sign it, let me just go over it a little bit. And then for the next 10 days, you change a lot of the numbers. You change a lot of the numbers in the tax form to make sure the result comes out to your liking. And hope you don't go to jail. Right? You have to go and be mesakeh in all of the pratim, you have aseres yemei teshuva. Wasn't it a Shana Rabbah? Why do we need another day of din? Hashana Rabbah is a scary day. The seventh day of Pesach has the same. Seventh day of Pesach is the Hashana Rabbah. It's scary. What's it all about? The Kvittel. So this is in Yoni Kabbalah, but basically, Hashana Rabbah in one approach, there are many many mahalchim in this idea, is the day when the din goes into motion. Rosh Hashanah is the din. You have 10 days to fix, to make an appeal. 10 days of appeal. Yom Kippurim is the sentencing. Just because you're sentenced, not like America. In America, there's sentencing, so usually they take the guy away right away. Not always.
On bail.
Okay, the sentencing. Report back to the court.
No bail.
In a couple of days, and then we're going to take you away in the paddy wagon. We're gonna carry out. So Rosh Hashanah is the Psak. You have 10 days to file an appeal. The din is concluded on Yom Kippur, and then there's a stay. We're not going to carry out the verdict until Hashana Rabbah. Hashana Rabbah is like you send a letter. It's now it goes into motion. Question. If it goes into motion on Hashana Rabbah, why do you need to daven? What are you going to accomplish? What are you accomplishing? Rosh Hashanah, you could accomplish, because they're sitting and the judges are deciding. Yom Kippur, until Yom Kippur, you have the right to file an appeal. Okay, it's over. Now you go on vacation. You have a sentence. This is the Gzar Din. This is what's going to be. It's done. You finished. We'll give you a break. You have a couple of days of vacation. You have 4 days off, and then another 6 days, 10 days. On day 11, come back in 11 days, and we will. We're going to begin to carry out your sentence. There's no appeal. There's nothing you can possibly do. It's done. Everything is a done deal. Yet, is the big yet. You learn from Chazal an incredible principle. Even though it's true that on Hashana Rabbah you really can't do much, it's really all over, you still have to daven that when the verdict goes into motion, everything goes okay. It's a very deep idea, very deep principle. Let's try to think about it in a secular perspective. In America, lahavdil, a person commits a crime, rachmana litzlan. He has a trial. The judge says guilty. Okay, you're out on bail, whatever. File an appeal. Okay, you know the whole system. America going for years. File an appeal. The judge says until the appeal is over, I'll let you out. You can go. I'm not going to be machmir. I'm going to let you go out until the appeal period. Okay, following the appeal. Okay, the judge hands down the decision. The appeal is over. It's the gzera. Too bad. Guilty. You have to go to prison. Rachmana litzlan. But you know something? We'll give you a couple of days. We'll give you a month to get all of your business in order. You're a very busy person. You're a community leader. So we're giving you a month to get your put your home in order, everything in order, before you go away. We send you off to prison, to prison for whatever. Let's say for 2 years. So he goes home, puts everything in order. He comes back. Okay, and they're there. The warden is there. B'chvoid of Yatzmai to take him to the prison. There's nothing he can do. It's over. The trial was over. The appeal was over. His time to get ready is over. Now they're taking him away. A lot of things can still go wrong. There are a lot of prisons in America. Some prisons are toxic, and some are less toxic. Even if he goes to the prison that's not so toxic, who's going to be his roommate? Who's going to be the roommate? What kind of environment is he going to be in? Who's going to be the hashkacha to be the warden when he's there? What's going to be with the hashkacha? Will he have? There are different jobs that they do there. What's going to be the hashkacha pratis of the details of how his sentence is carried out? It can make a difference of night and day. And in fact, sometimes the way the sentence is carried out can result in the greatest rehabilitation, elevation of ruchnius, that's beyond belief. There are certain hardened criminals in history, recently, that had an extremely positive experience in prison that rehabilitated them beyond anything they could have ever had they not been in prison and not gone through this experience. You never know. And many people just the opposite. They destroyed, totally destroyed and crushed way, way, way beyond what the judge had in mind when he locked him up. Way, way beyond. So just because a person is guilty and he filed for an appeal and everything he got, everything is going according to plan, there's a lot of good and bad that can happen as the sentence is being carried out. That's Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is a very, very serious day. In fact, it's more serious than Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. To a degree. Rosh Hashanah, you don't know. You don't know what's going to be. Yom Kippur, no. You gotta be misakin, anything that was not done correctly. Now it's over. They're carrying out the sentence. Do you know what can go wrong at this moment in time? Do you know that the same sentence that's been carried out can result in an incredible blessing for you? It's really a blessing in disguise. What you thought's going to be a horrible gezeira verdict can be a blessing in disguise. Or you thought you won. You walked away from the court. Ha ha, it's wonderful. Everything turned out to be wonderful. What you thought was a blessing really was a curse. When the sentence is being carried out, you need rachamim gedolim, incredible mercy. That is exactly what's happening on a different plane, on Tu B'Shvat. There are 2 days a year that we focus on the trees. Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos, it's the Yom Hadin for the Peros. When we say Peros, Peros really means a tree, because there's no difference between a tree and the fruit. I mean, the fruits come from the trees. It's all theoretical. It's all, what's going to be? Will it be good? Will it not be good? Now, when it comes to the trees, you don't have a Yom Kippur. It's a one-shot deal. Okay, there's no appeal. There's no appeal when it comes to a human being. We have a Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We have an appeal period. When it comes to a tree and the fruit, there's no appeal. There's a Yom Hadin on the fruit. Will things go okay? Will things not go okay? And a gezeira is handed down on Shavuos, what is going to be. When is that gezeira put into motion? When is it implemented? When is the Hoshana Rabbah of Shavuos? Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Leilonos. It's the day when the sap goes up in the branches. It's the day when the trees begin from within to blossom. It's the moment in time when the Gezerah, when the din of Shavuos is put into motion. And just like on Hoshana Rabbah, when our din is put into motion, you have to sit and daven very hard. because it's very dangerous, exactly how we can go into motion, good or bad. There are many variables that can work for us or against us. Likewise, on Tu B'Shvat, when the din of Shavuos Nidoinin Al Peiroi Sa'olam, when it goes into motion on Tu B'Shvat, it's the Hoshana Rabbah. You have to daven that as the plan comes forward, and this tree produces beautiful fruit, and this tree produces not such beautiful fruit, you don't really know what's the bracha and what's the klala. You have to be mispallel that it should all be livracha v'lo leklala. That's in essence what Tu B'Shvat is all about. Okay, now let me just conclude. I wanted to try to think out loud with you about this pasuk. This pasuk we have over here in Parash very quickly, just another minute. In Parash Hashoftim, we have over here a pasuk. Ki satsur al ir yamim rabim li lachim olecha. It's a new idea. It's a whole new idea now. If you go out to war, there's an enemy. There's an enemy out there. Out there in the world, there's an enemy. And you go out to war and you lay siege. No one goes in, no one goes out. You want the city to surrender. Ki satsur al ir yamim rabim. And it's a very tough city. Very hard, people are very difficult. They don't want to give up so quickly. Yamim rabim li lochim olecha. Many days. L'safsa, to grab hold of it. And what do you see outside the city? You see wood, there are trees all outside the city. So the soldiers are sitting around outside. The pasuk says, don't just take an axe and chop down the fruit trees. Lindoyach olav garzen. What's mean lindoyach? Every word of this pasuk is full of flavor. And it's obviously it's dripping with darsheni. It's telling you darshan me each word. Lindoyach means lashonava to press, to push. Against it, an axe. Don't chop the tree, knock the trees down. Ki mimenu soichel. The tree, you can eat from the fruits of the tree. You can eat from its fruits. The oisoi. The pasuk now repeats itself. Lo sashchis. Don't destroy the tree. And then it goes on to say something very, very interesting. Ki, and if the pasuk would stop right then and there, we'd be very, very happy. Be very, very satisfied. But it doesn't stop there. It goes on to say, Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh. Lavoy miponecha ba'motzar. Lavo, the lamed, to go before you in the siege. It's almost impossible to translate these words literally. And this pasuk is one of the hardest pasukim I have to tell you, and I think the whole Chumash. Chamisha Chumshei Torah, I can't tell you, you know, different pesukim which you rate them, difficult to translate. This pasuk is an extremely, extremely difficult pasuk to translate. There's a lot of repetition. Let me read you Rashi. You always start with Rashi, right? Rashi is the Rabban Shel Yisrael, the Targum, Rashi. Rashi here says, Yomim means shonim, years. Very strange. You're laying siege to a city for years. Rabim Shloisha, at least 3 years. Shloisha, Mikan Amu Ainit Srichan Ain Tsardin Al Ayarois, Shalavdikhavim Pachos Mishloisha Yamim, Kaidim Lashabas. Then he goes on to say, he just said Yamim means, I'm saying Shnayim. Yamim is Shnayim, I made him say, not a year, I made him say, Yamim is Shnayim, Rabim is 3. Mikan Amu 3 days. Okay, Shnayim. Yom is 2 yomim. It means sometimes it means years old, but it means shnayim 2 days. Then rabim repetition 3 days. Don't go lay siege on a city unless you have 3 days until Shabbos. V'lomad shepasech b'shalaim shnayim or shloish yomim. V'chenu omer vayeshiv David b'tziklag yomim shnayim. Uvimulchemes arishus akasim v'dabi. We're discussing mulchemes arishus. Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh. So Rashi learns pshat, not popular. Pshat is not popular. So Rashi says though, harei ki mishamesh b'loshon dilma. There are 4 different translations for the word ki. And one of them is dilma. Maybe. Shema ha'adam Eitz hasadeh likones b'soich hamotzar miponecha lahastir b'yisurei ro'ov v'tzomei, and he's Thursday, ka'anshe ho'ir loma sashchisenu. Rashi seems to say there might be a person in the city who escapes and is starving to death and he needs something to eat and he wants to take pluck off a fruit from this tree. Give him a lifeline. Don't starve your victim. Have rachmanis. Geneva Conventions. Okay, these are the first Geneva Conventions. Don't go, let's read the words of Rukun Rashi. You're going to fight against it for many days. L'safsa. And therefore, now everything is coming together according to Rashi. Why do we have to go mention many days? If you take, you lay siege, if you would lay siege on the first day, then you would be allowed to chop down the tree. Because, hey, cut down the fruit trees, because who cares? But that's not the case. You're already laying siege to the city for many, many days. So already the people inside the city are starving. They're starving to death. So now, what happens? There are three different terms the pasuk uses. Don't destroy. Lindoyach olav garzen. Don't press an axe against it. Ki mimenu soichel. Because from this tree, according to Rashi, what does it mean? A refugee will secretly sneak out of the siege in the middle of the night and take one of its fruits. And therefore, the oso lo sichros, and the tree you should not cut down, ki ha'odam eitz hasode. Maybe a man will need to eat from the Eitz HaSadeh. Rashi adds in a lot of words here. Ki, maybe, ha'adam, a refugee, will need to come on and eat. He'll need to eat from the fruit of the Eitz HaSadeh. When lavoi miponecha, he sneaks out in the middle of the night, ba'motzar. Okay, we're running out of time. I'll maybe do another time Monday, but what am I trying to say over here? I'm trying to say over here is, the Torah says, when the Torah addresses the fruit, the Torah does exactly what we do on Shavuos. The Torah says, according to Rashi's interpretation, ki ha'adam, who is the Adam? Who is the Adam? The victim, the refugee, this poor guy. You have a non-Jew. Rashi says, a non-Jew. It's a Nebuch. He's starving to death. He's coming out in the middle of the night. Ki lovoi miponecha b'motzar. He's sneaking out of the city in the middle of the night, coming in front of you, with your weapons drawn, because of the intensity of the motzar. And what is he coming for? He's coming to the tree, to the Eitz HaSadeh. Why does he want to come to the tree? Because in the tree, ki mimenu soichal. Because from the tree, he'll be able to pluck off a fruit and eat that and save himself from starvation. And therefore, the oso lo sichros, it you shall not cut. Now, I want to really say, or drush, the osoy, according to Rashi, means the person. The person. What is oso? This pasuk is so hard to translate, it's impossible. But according to Rashi, it appears to say is that this pasuk is teaching you a person who is desperate. Have rachmanis on him. Don't go take advantage of a victim who is suffering to take advantage and cut him off when he's starving, and he sneaks out in the middle of the night to come to a tree, to find the tree a piece of fruit in order to live. In other words, what am I trying to say? Tu B'Shvat is the day by the Goyim. Don't they have a...
Arbor Day. Arbor.
What's that called?
A-R-B-O-R.
A-R-B-O-R.
What does it mean in English?
Tree.
No. So I mean there's a day of humanitarianism. To be good to other humans. Isn't there a holiday?
April Fool's
Day. There's such a thing as having rachmanis upon a human being in need.
Even though he's your enemy.
Either your enemy. No, I was very moved. I was very moved. It really moved me. Very quickly. Rush Limbaugh is very sick. Okay? I didn't even really read up on it. I didn't even nothing. I used to listen years ago to Rush Limbaugh. He has a mouth, a foul mouth. He's a manuvel. I think now he got a little, he mellowed a little bit compared to what he used to be. I don't remember years ago, such a mouth, comes out of his mouth, is not real. He always says he has 10 million people that love him and 10 million people in this country that want him dead. Hate him, a sinas mavis you can't imagine. He always says it. So I looked at the headlines. I saw advanced lung cancer. I don't know what that means. I don't know exactly what it means. What?
Fourth stage.
He's ready to go.
Okay, it's pretty bad. I know. I got the impression like that. Okay. So then there was a Twitter feed. I right away saw on Twitter feed there were 1,600 tweets responses. So I figured to myself, well, you just could imagine what I'm about to read now on the Twitter feed, right? Just could begin to imagine. And I started reading about, I don't know, 20 of them, and one after another. People wrote, Rosh, we're praying for you. Rosh, I hate you, but this I don't want for you. Rosh, you're a Rosh. You're crazy. Okay. Even though I'm your opponent, but this is not what I ever thought. I'm praying for you. One after another, some people that right away they're saying, oh, well, you know, all the mushy stuff. And then one after another, his arch enemies, people confessing. I cursed you 1,000 times, but not this. This pains me. It causes me to have tsar seeing you in this matzav. And I'm praying for you. And I was really very moved. And I said to myself, you know, he really has people davening for him. Some of they have these, oh, this was sick, no, daven, say to him. You know, do we really daven? You know, we think he really is still daven. It's not so posh. And I saw an element in humanity where people is when a person is vulnerable, when you're down and out. You know, Adkan, there is a degree of respect for another human being. You can fight, you can go to war. Geneva Conventions, there's certain things you just don't do in war, whether you like it or not. That is Tu B'Shvat. According to Rashi, that is Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is the eighth Hasodeh. It's Rosh Hashanah Lo Yilanos. It produces fruit. The place where the Torah says, don't chop down the apple tree. George Washington, don't. What is it talking about? According to Perush Rashi, you're laying siege to a city. The people are starving to death. There's going to be a guy in there that's going to risk his life to sneak out of the siege in order to go find an apple tree and pull off the apple and eat it because of his pangs of hunger. Let him have the apple. Don't chop down that tree. Have rachmanis on another human being. That's Tu B'Shvat. That's the context of what Rosh Hashanah Lilanos is. There are human beings in this world, and you have to know where to draw the line. Amalek, you got to obliterate. No question about it. But you have to understand there's a balance of how far you go and what the Torah tells you, according to Rashi. Rashi says this. You're laying siege to a city to kill the people in there. They're starving. But when the guy sneaks out he comes out right in front of your face in order to climb the Eitz HaSodeh, to eat that fruit because of the pangs of famine, you better make sure the tree's there for him so he can have that fruit and satisfy his stomach. Haloi Davar? That's what Tu B'Shvat is all about. To think about these ideas. Okay, we'll stop here.